we're Little Big Town.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
I'm at the Brooklyn Bowl. It's the launch of Sea to Sea for 2016, and tonight Little Big Town are playing. They're with me now, and I'd like to say hello to them all. So just say hi.
Hey there, I'm Kimberly.
Hey, I'm Philip. How you doing?
I'm Karen.
And I'm Jimmy. Hi.
Hi. I mean, you've had quite a phenomenal success in the UK. You've been coming and supporting your music here, which is what Americans should do, you know, that they don't do that, but you've proved the point that it works, and you've just had such great success, and now Painkiller is coming out the album.
Yes, we are so excited, and Girl Crush is now the single on the radio over here, or do you call it radio? Yeah. It's a single. It's being played in the airwaves. How about that?
No, that's funny, because England used to call the radio wireless.
Yeah.
Used to be the wireless.
Yeah.
You know, but we've come into the modern times,
okay,
and we call it radio now.
Good. We are so happy to be over here. Every time we come, it gets better and better. The first time, it's like we got on the fast track because we were able to sing at the C2C the first time for so many fans. Then when we came back by ourselves in the spring, the houses were full of people, and we were surprised and thrilled. And so, you know, we're here again tonight, and then we come back in March, and it seems to just get better and better and better. And you all are really great fans. You're like true, real. You do a good job as a fan, you know, because you know the music.
And we read the sleeve notes, you know. So yes. we like all those bits and pieces. Who produced it? Who played harmonica? Who burped in the corner? And all that stuff. But you know, country music has always been building over here. But C2C obviously kicked it right into touch, and the people are just coming out in their droves, all the guys coming over and just in enjoying themselves.
It's incredible. You know, that when we first went over in 2013, came over here and played for that festival, it was like the best introduction we could have ever had, and gave us this humongous, you know, enormous platform. And, you know, that's really what has carried us through and is brought us such a quick, you know, response, I think. And it's just been incredible to feel it and to see it. And I can't wait to keep coming back all the time.
Now, Girl Crush, I mean, you do such a great lead vocal on that. And 13 weeks at number one in the States. Let's hope we do the same here.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? A repeat. Yeah. Yeah, that's a special song. And, you know, you have to have the stars kind of line up to get all of it to come together. But when you have such a beautiful lyric, you know, you've got the shot at it. And thankfully the listeners in the States just really latched onto this song and hoping for the same thing here.
There was a little bit of controversy about the song, but I think that's that was so stupid, but you wrote that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was some conservative stations that dropped it out of their morning time, you know, drive time, from some complaints, and it stirred up some discussion and controversy. But I think what really it taught us is that those of us that love something, we should be the loudest voice in the room. And that's what happened, is our friends and the fans just really rallied, like really, really rallied. Girl Crush hats everywhere. And when Reba puts on a Girl Crush hat, it's over. I mean, that's all you need.
Where did the song come from, or how did you get hold of it, or who wrote it?
Liz Rose, Hillary Lindsay, and Lori McKenna wrote the song, and Kimberly and I happened to be writing with them, and we were going to do a long girl's day of writing and just like start with coffee and end with wine and write as many songs as we could in between. And we just happened to ask them in the morning, like, hey, what have you guys been writing lately? Play us something. And Liz said, well, we wrote this amazing song, but you guys would never cut it, but we got to play it for you. And it was Girl Crush. And we were just so blown away by how original the take was on that classic jealousy story. And we just had to have it. And so we begged them to not play it for anyone else. And we held on to that, and we knew it was like this, you know, lightning in a bottle. We had this magical little song and had to get into the studio and get it right. And Jay Joyce did an amazing job on the production. And then we had to have the courage, and our label had to have the courage to put it out. A 6-8 ballad on country radio right now in the States does not happen. And then one that's provocative really doesn't happen. So but it worked, and I'm so grateful to country radio the way they came around this song and supported it.
Hey, we're Little Big Town,
and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I got a girl crush, hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush, it's slowing down. I got it real bad, want everything she has, that smile and that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I wanna taste her lips, yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair, I want her magic touch, yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. I don't get no sleep, I don't get no peace, thinking about her.
to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It ain't slowing down.
So Painkiller is what? Is that your fourth album?
It's our sixth. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, which is hard to believe, but yeah, that was number six.
Because I remember probably one of the first songs was Boondocks. I mean, that was just, was that the first hit you had?
Yep. That was our, that was the song that brought us to the party, for sure. That was off of our second record. Yeah, we were at that time on a little independent label, which wasn't happening much in Nashville at the time. But yeah, Boondocks, that was a big song and still is. It's still a favorite of our fans, and yeah, we're grateful for that one.
I mean, you've done so much. I mean, what's 15 years the band been going?
Yes.
At least, yes. Yeah. At least. Yeah, we, Karen and I had this crazy idea probably 17 years ago, and it took us a while to find the boys. We sang with a lot of different guys, and, you know, when we knew that, we had no idea what would happen in our journey. We had no idea what road we would take, but back then we wanted to make sure that the two men that we chose would be great singers but also great people that we could, you know, live with, so to speak. Not, we had no idea they would literally live together, but but we knew that we,
way later in the band.
Yeah, we had hoped for a long career, and so we knew that we needed to find people that we could love and be family with, and that's what we've become, a family. And it's probably been a little over 16 years that the band has been together as the four of us.
Good. Well, I saw you recently in America when you did the Opry, and I think Cam did her debut on that night, and we were there. We had
four. Oh, you were at the Opry?
Yeah, and I was backstage, and we said hi, but you obviously didn't know who I was. But we brought 40 British people over to the show, and they just loved it.
That's so great.
40 people. That's awesome.
So what's next on the you're obviously going to be coming back for dates next year.
Yes, we will be back. We'll be back on tour in the States in a couple of days, and we'll finish our fall tour, and then the first of next year we'll be getting ready to make a new record, and we'll be over here in March, which we're really excited about.
Let me think. That may mean you could be one of the acts. This doesn't go out till after.
You're fine. It could happen.
I don't think it took rocket science to work out you coming to play tonight.
Exactly.
We're just coming to talk about all of our friends who are coming to play next March.
With the success, I mean, your time must be precious to be able to do all these shows and tours.
I mean, there's a large time commitment that we love. You know, we love to tour and we love to play shows. So yeah, there's a commitment of travel and going out there and doing it. But man, we love every minute of it, and it's the best job in the world.
Do you all live in Nashville?
Yeah, we do.
So what's next? So you got the tour here, you got the tour over there, new album.
We have started writing for a new record, just in the beginning stages of that. So, but yeah, just gonna start wrapping our heads around that more and more as the year passes on, and then
CMA Awards. Yeah, our heads are like, we're geared towards performance on the CMA Awards and what we're doing there, and the touring, finishing the Painkiller tour, and so there's a lot of creative stuff going on right now, but it's very, very exciting.
So we're looking forward to Christmas.
Yes, always. We do get some time with family, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah,
with all the songs that you recorded, the six albums, Girl Crush has obviously got to be right at the top. But is there a favorite song that you just really enjoy doing every night?
Boondocks is always the one to me that still, it just never gets old, that feeling. And, you know, and just what that says about us and this band, and that's probably one of my favorites.
Well, I think Pontoon was obviously the fun song.
Yeah, it's very fun to sing, and also right now Girl Crush is incredibly fun to sing because sometimes the crowds are singing louder than we are on that song.
Cool.
That's really fun.
Well, it's been great talking to you guys. Look forward to seeing you back here next year, and look forward to seeing you back over that side of the water as well. And
we look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, no, and great, and good luck with the single here. It's got to be a big success in the album. You'll do very well. So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you,
Lee.
Hey, we're Little Big Town,
and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
I get a poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.